Behemshech to the earlier installment in regards to the Nigun Samalach HaNafshi, which the Rebbe taught on Shabbos Parsha Kedeshim Tavshin Yudalit 70 years ago, we continue now with installment number 2, discussing additional aspects in regards to the Nigun and the times that it was sung over the years during the Fabrengens. The Rebbe himself would begin singing the Nigun, and then Chassidim would repeat the first section, the second section, Samalach HaNafshi, then Kein Bakedesh Chazi Sicha. In a Sicha of Simchas Torah Tovshin Chav Beis, late 1961, it was then that a few Chassidim were present by the Rebbe from Russia. They came out of Russia, and the Rebbe then spoke a sicha in regards to our brethren in Russia behind the Iron Curtain, that all the negative things, the negative aspects should be converted to good. And the Rebbe followed by saying that it's mentioned in Chassidus, the Pirush HaBaal Shem Tov, and the pasuk Tzamelach Nafshi v'Gemer came back Hedish Chazisicha. Tzamelach Nafshi, my soul thirsts for you, my flesh longs for you, like one in a desolate and dry land without water. So the Baal Shem Tov explains, "Kein Bakedish Chazisicha" means halavai. Hopefully, Bakedish Chazisicha, I should have that thirst that I have when I find myself in a desolate and dry land. I should have that also while I am already in my destination, which is Kedish. I am already in a sacred place. There's no need to yearn yet. Nevertheless, halavai, I should have that appreciation, that thirst and desire when I have already also reached Kodesh. And the Rebbe continues, the same is also in regards to us, that we should have this great thirst and desire as the Yidden in Russia have at all times. The Rebbe began singing the Nigun Tzamelach HaNafshi, and everyone present at a Fabrengen sang after him, stanza after stanza, part after part of the Nigun. Over the years, as mentioned, the Rebbe would sing the Nigun quite often. And we also find that some of these occasions were on Rosh Hashanah, during the Fabrengen, which took place at the close of the Yom Tov, Rosh Hashanah Tovshin Chavov, which is late 1965, Rosh Hashanah Tovshin Lamed, which is late 1969, and Rosh Hashanah Tovshin Lamed Hey, which is late 1974. The Rebbe would sing this Nigun in different occasions, different situations, primarily in regards to Yidden in Russia, and at times also situations that were taking place then in the world, b'negiah to Eretz Yisrael, b'negiah to Yidden. In Tovshin Lamed Beis, when a group of Yidden, a big kvutza, came from Eretz Yisrael, which they have arrived right before that from Russia, so they came here late 1971 for Tishrei, and the Rebbe saying that Nigun then also. Likewise, the Rebbe sang the Nigun Tovshin Lamed Zayin. In 1977, Chai Elul, a month before Shemini Atzeres, when the Rebbe had the heart condition. In Tovshin Memtes, which is Lech Lecha, late 1988, the Rebbe concludes his talk, one of the Siches in that Fabrengen, regarding the transition period coming out from the month of Tishrei and entering the month of Cheshvan, which is from one extreme to another, being that Chodesh Tishrei is a month full of Yamim Tevim, and Chodesh Cheshvan is exactly the opposite. There aren't any Yamim Tevim, very simple month, a month of work, etc. So the Rebbe says, therefore, they should then sing the Nigun Tzamelecha Nafshi. They should sing Tzamelecha Nafshi, which stresses the thirst, the yearning, the desire, because of this transition from the month of Tishrei to month of Cheshvan. And the Rebbe continues that there is an opinion that this Nigun is from the Alter Rebbe.